Looking Through the All Things Are Possible Lens, a compilation.
With me, all things are possible. When you bump into massive difficulties on your life path, I want you to consider it pure joy. As you bounce off these impossibilities, my everlasting arms are wide open, ready to catch you, calm you, and help you do what does not seem possible. You can be joyful in the midst of perplexing problems because I am God, your Savior. I have already accomplished the greatest miracle, saving you from your sins. If you keep looking to me, your resurrected Lord and King, your pessimism will eventually yield to courage. Though you are an earthbound creature in many ways, your soul shares my eternal victory. Since I am infinite and impossibilities are my specialty, I delight in them because they display my glory so vividly. They also help you live the way I intended, in joyful, trusting dependence on me. The next time you face an impossible situation, turn to me immediately with a hopeful heart. Acknowledge your total inadequacy and cling to me, relying on my infinite sufficiency. All things are possible with me, Jesus. While God can do anything He wishes to do, God will not do things that would be against His holy will or contradictory to His purposes. He can commit no sinful act, for example, for He is completely holy, and sinning is not in His character. We see throughout the Bible that God is omnipotent, all-powerful, not equaled or surpassed by anyone or anything. In discussing God's making a dry path in the mighty Jordan River to allow the safe passage of His people, Joshua 4:24 says, "He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God." Similarly, Jeremiah 32:26 through 27 relates, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, 'I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?'" Continuing in Hebrews 1:3, we see the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. These verses and others show that all things within God's will are possible for Him. The angel in Luke 1:36 through 37 said to Mary, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Something being possible for God does not obligate Him to actually do it. We must be thoroughly familiar with Scripture so that we can know what is God's desire and what He has promised, and thereby know what God will make possible in our lives. When we consider all of our Heavenly Father's mighty supernatural works throughout the Bible, we see that He indeed is capable of moving human events along the continuum of time, in spite of things seemingly impossible, all for His glorious purposes. From GodQuestions.org. People who say it cannot be done should have an encounter with God. Through God, all things are possible. Dina Rolle. I can do all things through Christ who empowers, enriches, equips, enlightens, energizes, recreates, revives, promotes, strengthens, purifies, sponsors, and prepares me. Yes, I can. All things I can. Israel Moore Ajivor. Many of the things that seem impossible now will become realities tomorrow. Walt Disney. Every great achievement throughout history was once considered impossible until someone made it a reality. Consider the life of Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. He wanted to create something that didn't yet exist, but his idea sounded impossible and far-fetched. He once said, "How can people know what they want when they've never seen it before?" His board argued with him at one point that there was no market for a personal computer, and that ordinary people wouldn't want or need one. Sounds ridiculous now, but at the time, that was the logic. Such vision requires a mindset of refusing to accept things as they are, but instead striving to make things better. No wonder it's often referred to as thinking out of the box. Too often we can limit ourselves to thinking within the confines of how things have always been done, or what everyone else is doing, or what's already being created. When God calls us to step out and try something new, we need to have faith and keep our eyes on Jesus and His promises, no matter what difficulties we face along the way, always remembering that everything is possible for one who believes. God wants us to avail ourselves of the promises that were recorded in His Word for our benefit, encouragement, and comfort, so that our faith will grow and be strengthened in His power to do the greater things Jesus promised His followers would do. The Bible is full of God's intervention in history to achieve His good purposes. Compared to those events, the things that seem impossible to us today that He is calling us to may seem a little more reachable. G. M. Trevelyan, the British historian, said it succinctly: "Never tell a person that anything cannot be done." God may have been waiting centuries for someone ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. Tina Kapp.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.